Senate report says U.S. forces had Osama bin Laden within their grasp during the Bush administration, but that they let him get away and disappear. The report, prepared by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, claims the al-Qaeda leader was cornered by U.S. troops in the Afghan mountains of Tora Bora in December 2001. It says the U.S. military could have captured or killed bin Laden right there and then if it had attacked his hideout. But it didn't. The report accuses U.S. commanders of rejecting calls for more reinforcements and letting the terrorist leader escape. It blames the failure to capture bin Laden as the reason behind the insurgencies in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Political commentator from London, Charlie Wolfe, for comments on the new Senate report, which says the U.S. military could have captured or killed Osama bin Laden in 2001.
There's several problems with this. They forget that that in the time that it would have taken to get the troops in, bin Laden probably could have escaped. We didn't have the transport, the lift power for this. It would have taken in those sort of conditions several weeks to get in. And as someone said in the report, why do you think that bin Laden would have stayed seeing the troops come in? He would have just fled a little bit earlier. I think the important thing was that we had disabled al-Qaeda and its network and had removed the Taliban from Afghanistan. And yes, there has been a resurgence and it does need to be dealt with. But going back to whether we had captured bin Laden, as nice as that would have been 8 years ago, I don't think that would have impacted on the situation as much today.